We've seen you, staggering out of the work week. But now it's time to buck up, little camper. The weekend is here. This is a needcoffee.com podcast, and we're going to help you the rest of the way home. Stand by for Weekend Justice.
Howdy folks, Widget Walls here with your Weekend Justice for the weekend of November 17th. Sorry we're a little late on this one. It was the, the week before Thanksgiving, where I'm going to have a break from the day job virus. The virus, of course, rears itself up and demands that it be fed before you have time away from it. And so that's why we're late on this one. It's just a strenuous end of the week. But we're here now, and we're here at the weekend. And for those of you who are working next week, luckily it is a short weekend. In fact, I guess if that's the case, I should do Weekend Justice on this coming Wednesday. I'll have to consider that. But regardless, here in America, we've got the American Thanksgiving holiday. Most people are off Thursday and Friday, I would assume, or you're going to call in sick Friday, right? So, I don't know. I'll think about it. For extended weekends, what do we do for Weekend Justice? Good question. Thanks for bringing that up. So anyway, we're here with a few quick recommendations for things that you can snag to take up the time here for this weekend that you have, this precious time that you have away from your own particular day job viruses where you can kick back, relax, and do something besides brainless labor. So here we go. Let's start off with... We've got one audiobook to talk about for this week. It is Hound of the Baskervilles. Of course, Sherlock Holmes from Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. This is from Tantor Media, and it is read by David Case. It's unabridged. It comes in at 5.5 hours, 5 CDs. And, I was looking up. I love some of the stuff in Wikipedia, especially when you can confirm that it's correct. But I was reading in there that there are 24 television and film adaptations of Hound of the Baskervilles. It's pretty impressive, and it is, I didn't need to look this part up, it is the most widely known of the Sherlock Holmes stories. And basically you've got a guy who is believed to be killed by this legendary curse that's on his family, of this hound that goes across the moors and kills people. It's kind of like, let's think about it this way, kind of like Brotherhood of the Wolf, but without the armor, or the kung fu, or the Native American guy, or the... You know, it's really not like Brotherhood of the Wolf at all, come to think of it. Just scratch that. I'll probably edit that part out. But anyway, this Hound of the Baskervilles, for those who are familiar with the story, might want to give this a try if you want to reacquaint yourself with it and don't necessarily have the time to flip through the parchment, so to speak. And for those of you who, for some strange reason, might not be... Well, you might be familiar with Sherlock Holmes when it comes to media, but as far as going back to the original primary source material, this would be a good place to start. Hound of the Baskervilles, read by David Case, and that is from Tantor Media. Now, next up, we've got from Clarkson Potter a book. We have one book for this week, and this will come in extremely handy for those of you celebrating Thanksgiving this coming week, because it is Chocolate and Vanilla. And this is a cookbook by Gail Gand, who is a pastry chef. And the good news about this is that it is not really a cookbook, but really two cookbooks. You start from one end, and you've got a bunch of chocolate stuff. Everything from dark chocolate to white chocolate. White and dark chocolate s'mores. Black and white cream cheese brownies. Very nice. And then you flip the book around, and you come at it from this way, and you have vanilla. And I actually have reacquainted myself with vanilla, partly because there's been some places here in Atlanta that have some kick-ass vanilla milkshakes. But yes, so vanilla done well doesn't have to be, you know, plain and bland. It can just be really nice. Like a golden vanilla layer cake with chocolate fudge frosting. There's something for your ass right there. Late night vanilla flan. And oh, flan is evil stuff. So this is a great idea for those of you who are looking to make a little dessert for Thanksgiving, right? A little sugar to pep you up when the turkey finally takes hold and you start falling asleep, right? But easy to follow instructions. Nothing really outlandish as far as the ingredients goes. Just a nice cookbook, two cookbooks in one for dessert. So how could we pass this up? That's Chocolate and Vanilla. It's from Clarkson Potter, the double cookbook from Gail Gand. Next up, let's look at some music-related DVDs here. We've got, first of all, from Hippo Records, The Police, Everyone Stares, The Police Inside Out. And this is the band The Police. And it's fascinating, when I first heard about this, that Stuart Copeland, the drummer for The Police, obviously, had shot some Super 8 footage of the band kind of on their way up the ladder through their first few albums and kind of documenting what they went through, the three of them, as they went from the struggling band to being The Police that we all know and love with those classic albums. My first thought was that this must be, you know, one of those things where it's being released on DVD for the first time, but from what I've read, this is something that he's put together recently, and it debuted this year. So that's kind of wild. But yeah, so it's hitting DVD for the first time, and it's, you know, footage that he shot, Super 8 camera, and he's gone back, edited it together to make it, you know, something beyond just, hey, here's a bunch of Super 8 that I had in my closet, and I'm going to take it out of the shoebox that I had stored it in and splice it together and release it on DVD to make a few bucks. Don't be afraid that that's all it is. It's more than that. He's managed to make it more than that. And he's also taken Police music and kind of reworked it to provide a soundtrack for the film. So that's kind of fascinating in itself. The DVD here from Hippo comes with an additional 20 minutes of footage and also has Andy Summers and Copeland doing a commentary. So if you're a fan of The Police, right, and I know a lot of folks are, this is going to be at least worth a rental. If you're a hardcore fan, you're going to want to buy this thing. But if you're not, you know, familiar with The Police, you don't know the whole story, this probably isn't going to be your bag. But like I said, fans of the music are going to want to check this out. This is The Police, Everyone Stares, The Police Inside Out, Stuart Copeland's movie that is out from Hippo Records. Also from Hippo and Universal, we've got DVD here, The Temptations, Get Ready, Definitive Performances from 1965 to 1972. And basically what they've done is they've gone back to the DVD archives and they're releasing 16 performances from their television appearances onto DVD for the first time. And you've got all the songs that you would, you know, expect to be on here. The Way You Do the Things You Do, My Girl, Ain't Too Proud to Beg, Just My Imagination. So The Way You Do the Things You Do from 1965, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, 1972, 16 songs on here. All the sound and video has been remastered. And apparently Otis Williams, who is the last surviving member of the original Temptations, which I wasn't aware of, I just had thought there would be more of them. So he's the only one left, and they've gotten him for, thank God, for some interviews to talk about his experiences and whatnot. So it's extremely important that, you know, they catch these folks before we lose them and get their reminiscing and their remembrances and their stories on record. And I'm so happy when they actually take the time to do that. I can only pray like that folks like, you know, Disney and stuff have done this with their people and have them in the archives for the Uber Platinum Mongo edition or whatever. But anyway, so you've got Otis Williams on record here. There's also 25 minutes of bonus interview footage with him. Then you've got the lead and background vocal tracks. They've got that available for their original recordings, 15 of them, and a 24-page booklet. So, again, if you're a fan of the Temptations, you're a fan of this music, I don't know how you can't be a fan of this music, to be perfectly honest, then you're going to want to at least give this a rental. And true fans of the band are going to want to pick this up and stick it on the shelf. This is The Temptations, Get Ready, definitive performances from 1965 to 1972. And again, that is from Hippo Records and Universal. And lastly, for the music DVD side, we've got Tunnel Vision by the Hoodoo Gurus. And for fans of the Hoodoo Gurus, this is a pretty damn extensive piece of work. I mean, check this out. So you've basically, it's a two-disc set, right? You've got 30 music videos that come on disc one. All of them. All their music videos on disc one, along with a bunch of live footage. And it's everything from 1984 to a couple tracks from 2004. So it spans a lot of time here. And then, if that wasn't enough, the second disc comes with a full-length documentary. Interviews with the band members, producers, fans, and also behind-the-scenes footage. So fans of this Australian rock group are going to want to check this out, because this is a fairly extensive two-disc set. And if you don't know the Hoodoo Gurus, you might want to give this a rental to check out their work. Next up, we've got a television pick for you for this weekend. And we're going with the, of course, uncensored version of Season 1, Volume 1 of Whose Line Is It Anyway? And for those of you that know, the game of Whose Line is near and dear to my heart. So, of course, I'm going to love on this one. Hopefully we will buy so many copies of this that the folks who own the rights to the original UK Whose Line will realize that they're out of their fucking minds and put that out. I don't know what the holdup is with that, personally, but we sure need it. But in the interim, we've got the American version, which has some of the folks from the UK version, Ryan Stiles, Colin Mochrie, those geniuses, and they are celebrated here with 10 episodes across two discs. You've got outtakes and a gag reel. And, of course, it's the uncensored version, so you get the stuff that you couldn't see on television. So, excellent stuff, even for those folks that don't like Drew Carey. And, surprisingly, there's a lot of them out there. It's the Whose Line Is It Anyway from Warner Brothers, Season 1, Volume 1, Uncensored. Highly recommended. Next up for a DVD pick, we've got Thank You for Smoking, which we've talked about before. This is out from Fox. And I can't help but recommend this again, partly because of its, you know, hilarious satirical take on smoking and big tobacco and whatnot, but also because of the tremendous cast. Aaron Eckhart, who I've always liked, William H. Macy, Sam Elliott, Robert Duvall, Rob Lowe, Adam Brody, just an incredible list of folks in here, and it's just really terrifyingly hilarious. So if you want to check this out, bear in mind that it will keep you a little bit busy. There is an audio commentary from the director and the cast. You've got an interview on the Charlie Rose Show. You've got a making-of featurette, another featurette, and deleted scenes. So if you haven't checked this out, it's worth at least a rental. No matter where you stand on the whole smoking issue, you will appreciate this take on it. I think it's just pretty damn sharp. And last but not least, we have a sci-fi pick in Universal's release of Battlestar Galactica Season 2.5, which many Gab Festers will fess up is an excellent show and has received probably some of the best critical response of any sci-fi show in recent memory. I can't remember the last time that you had, you know, a series like Battlestar Galactica being voted as best television show by mainstream critics and magazines and such. So, you know, excellent. We need more of this stuff. What the hell are they going to do with the Bionic Woman? I have no idea. But anyway, so this is the second half of Season 2. You got 10 episodes across three discs, comes with deleted scenes. The podcast commentaries are on here as well, along with video blogs, logos, and an extended version of the Pegasus episode, and there's commentary on that from the executive producers. So if you're a fan of the show and you don't already own it, you probably need to go ahead and own it. And if you know somebody who's a fan of the show, hey, go through the site and buy them Season 2 and 2.5. They'll love you for it. And again, that's out from Universal. So that's it. Short and sweet. Just a few DVD picks, an audiobook pick, and a book pick to kind of get you through the weekend. And hopefully it'll be a long weekend because maybe you got some time off coming next week. And like I said, I'll try and figure out if I need to do Weekend Justice on Wednesday or Friday. Who knows? Maybe I'll be too satiated and full of food on Friday and I won't be able to move. So maybe Wednesday would be the smarter bet. We'll see. Anyway, so there it is. There's your Weekend Justice. Any feedback is always appreciated. You can send it to widgesucks@needcoffee.com, because I most certainly do. All comments and suggestions are appreciated. As always, if you are a musician, artist, writer, what have you, please send me your stuff because I would like to see it. I can't promise that it will wind up on the show. Obviously, we have to like it first because we're not going to recommend something that we have no use for. But the good news is that if we don't like it, we won't tell a soul. But I do want to have music to play on here. And if I can ever get caught up on all this stuff, I'd like to do some other stuff for the show as well to make it more worth your while to listen, all three of you. So anyway, thanks for listening. I hope you have a great weekend. I hope you have a short week next week. And we will talk to you shortly with more Heads Up and more Weekend Justice. Bye.